USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has laid out his plan to combat the coronavirus pandemic and provide Americans with economic relief. His $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan includes about $400 billion to combat the virus, including $20 billion in additional funds for vaccinations, on top of the $8 billion already approved by Congress in the last relief package. Biden's plan also includes $1,400 checks for most Americans, a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures until September, and a boost for unemployment benefits. He said that even those who've been able to keep their jobs during the pandemic would benefit from a relief payment.
Maybe you've lost hours, or maybe you're doing fewer shifts, driving a truck or caring for the kids or the elderly. You're out there putting your life on the line to work during this pandemic and worried every week that you get sick, lose your job, or worse. $2,000 is going to go a long way to ease that pain.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The FBI says they've made more than 100 arrests related to last week's riot at the Capitol building, with multiple arrests made on Thursday. The Department of Justice has launched a web page listing every person that was charged with crimes related to the riot. At a security briefing ahead of next week's inauguration, FBI Director Christopher Wray said they were monitoring online chatter from individuals who may want a repeat of last week's violence at the swearing-in ceremony. Vice President Mike Pence led that briefing Thursday in Washington, saying that the administration was committed to ensuring a peaceful transition of power.
Our aim here, the American people can be confident, is that we're going to ensure that we have a safe inauguration, that President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, are sworn in as the new President and Vice President of the United States, in a manner consistent with our history, with our traditions, in a way that gives honor to the American people and to the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A third COVID vaccine could be on the horizon as states work to get more shots into more arms. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Johnson & Johnson is reporting some positive results on their potential coronavirus vaccine. Early data from the company showing their vaccine produced a high rate of immune response in trials and a low rate of negative reactions from the first shot. The CDC says over 10 million Americans have received the first dose of the approved coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is a professor of medicine at Emory University School of Medicine. He tells CNN we have to get more shots in people's arms.
We don't vaccinate the number of people that President-elect Biden suggests. We are not going to get there. And I would say that even a million a day, which is what he's proposing, is low. We need to shoot for higher goals. We need to shoot for 2.5 to 3 million people a day. And I know it's going to be hard, but with resources and with ingenuity, we'll be able to do it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars have announced that Urban Meyer will be the team's next head coach. Meyer replaces Doug Marrone following the Jaguars' 1-15 season. Meyer is making his first foray into the NFL after a successful college career that included 3 national championships and a 187-32 record during stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.